Okay, I got really bored, so I'm back. I'm gonna go ahead and read more of My Immortal. Exciting shit. Let's see. We were at chapter 10, so I'm gonna go ahead and read chapter 11. To recap, I think... Draco Malfoy killed himself by slitting his wrists for some reason. And that's pretty much it. Like, I don't see how... Because I heard that this is 45 chapters. We're on chapter 11. I can't see this going for 45 chapters because Voldemort already said that Draco was supposed to be dead. You know? And now he is dead. So fucking what now? Shocking shit. You know, you're just excited the whole time. You just have to read more of this. Only not really. But I'm going to read more. So let's do this. Chapter 11. Author's note. Oh, here we go. I said stoop flamin' up, preps. See if this chapter is stupid. 1111111. It deals with really serious issues. SPC for yourself if it's stupid beer with fangs to my friend Raven for helping me. XXX666, and then the story begins. No! I screamed. I was horrified. B. Ludie Mary tried to comfort me, but I told her to fuck off and ran in my room, crying myself. Yeah, how dare you try to make me feel better? Just fuck you, man. Dumbledore chased after me, shouting, but he had to stop when I went in my room because he would look like a perv that way. You're telling me, like, oh no, she could go in there and kill herself too, but I can't walk in there, I'll look like a perv. I'll look like a freaky pervert. No, no sir. I own this school, but I can't fucking go in there. Anyway, I started crying tears of blood, and what the fuck is with this girl and crying tears of blood? Like, seriously, whenever she cries... it's blood crying. She's always crying tears of blood. This bitch needs to get her eyes checked, because that can't be healthy. I know she's trying to be goth, but I just want to know what the fuck she did to her tear ducts to make it so that every time she cries, it has to be bleeding cry. God damn it. And she slit both of her wrists. That's, of course she fucking did that. Of course she fucking did that. That's interesting, man. They got all over my clothes, so I took them off and jumped into the bath angrily while I put on a Linkin Park song at full volume. And I grabbed the stake and almost stuck it into my heart to commit suicide. I was so fucking depressed. I got out of the bathtub and put a black low-cut dress with lace all over it, sadly. How do you put clothes on in a sadly manner? Just, like, put one leg on at a time... I just don't want to put these pants on because I'm so depressed. I put on black high heels with pink metal stuff on the ends and 6 pairs of skull earrings. I couldn't fucking believe it. Then I looked out the window and screamed. Snap was spying on me and he was taking a videotape of me. And Lupin was masticating to it. They were sitting on their broomsticks. Masticating. Ew, you fucking perv, stop looking at me naked, are you pedos or what? And it's like, no, we're not pedos. I screamed, putting on a black towel with a picture of Marilyn Manson on it. Suddenly, Vampire ran in, and Vampire's Harry Potter, I'm just remembering this. Abracadabra, he yelled at Snape and Lupin, pointing his womb. I took my gun and shot Snape and Lupin a gazillion times. I forgot she had a gun. Why is there a gun in this again? It's Harry Potter. Ah, so they do what? Do they kill Snape and Lupin? The camera broke after she shot at them, and Dumbledore ran in and said, Ebony, it has been revealed that someone has... No! He shouted, looking at Snape and Lupin, and then he waved his hand, and suddenly, Hagrid ran outside on his broom and said, Everyone, we need to talk. What do you know, Hagrid? You're just a little Hogwarts student. There's no indication for me to figure out who this is. This could be Vampire, or...